This is a Bikiyas recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We're at the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, three lines away, commenting on the Mishnah, Vahachiger, Vahasuma, Vachola, Vahazakin, those who are Potter from Aliyah L'Regel. So Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the following Braisa, Regalim, they're called Shalosh Regalim, Prat Lebale Kabin. This is excluding someone with a wooden leg. Davar acher, regalim prat lechiger, ulechola, ulesuma, ulezakin, ulesheno yachol la'alos beraglav. So, saying it, rather, it's not excluding someone who has a wooden leg, but is able to walk on the wooden leg. Rather, it's excluding someone who is unable to walk at all, or is too sick to walk, or is blind, or is too old to walk, or someone who is unable to walk on his feet. So ask the Gemara, L'sheinu yachol la'alos beraglo la'suyemai. What does that include? Meaning we just listed off a whole bunch of people who can't walk. So what other individual are we including? We're just saying anyone who can't walk on his feet. So Amar Rava, Rava says, la'asuye, it's coming to include, going over to Dalam Abayz, Mefanke, a person who is a Mefunak, who's a very delicate individual, and he can't walk barefoot, and he has to walk with shoes on, and you're not allowed to go up to the Har Abayis with shoes on. Dichsiv, kisavo liros panai. You're coming up to see my face, or when you come to see me, meaning you're standing in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, mi bikesh zos miyadchem, who asked you to do this? Ramos chatzerai, to trample on my chatzer. Meaning, so this is a pasuk in Sheo, which says basically, who told you to trample all over my chatzer with your dirty shoes, basically? And therefore, we learn that you're not allowed to go up to the Har Abayis with shoes on. So that's what it means. A person is unable to go beregel, meaning beregel dafka and not binalayim or minol or sandalim or whatever you want to call it. Tana, we learn a following statement of a brisa. Ha'aril v'hatame p'turim min ariyah. Another group of people who are pater from ariyah are a person who is uncircumcised or a person who is tame. Bishlama tame dichsevu vasa shama v'avesim shama. So I understand why a tame person is pater, because it says you should come there and you should bring a carbon there. Kol sheyeshno b'viya yeshno b'hava. Right? Anyone who is supposed to bring a korban, and someone who doesn't have to come, is unable to bring a korban, shouldn't come on aliyah l'regel. Ela aril minolam. Why do I know an aril is pater from aliyah l'regel? Hamani. So the answer is, who is this shita? Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva being quoted in this braisa. The marbe la aril kitame, because he includes an aril person in the category of a tame. Now, what does this mean? The Tanya, we have the following braisa. Rabbi Akiva omer, ish ish l'rabos es ha'aril. When the pasuk says ish ish, so it's including an aril. So in the pasuk, when it talks about a tame person not being able to enter into the Har Abayis, it says ish ish at the beginning. It's not just including a tame person, it's also including an aril. And therefore, if a tame person is pater from aliyah l'regel, so too an aril would be pater from aliyah l'regel. Tana Rabbanan, we learn another brisa. Tame pater min hara'iyah, dechsev avasa shama v'avesem shama. Right, it says over there you should come there and you should bring there. Kol sheyeshno b'viya yeshno b'hava, v'kol sheyeno b'viya eino b'hava. As we said previously in the brisa, that anyone who's not going to be able to bring, anybody who comes has to bring the carbon. Anybody who can't bring the carbon doesn't come. Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahavai Omer. Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Dahavai, says Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, Suma ba'achas meina pater min ariyah. Also, a blind man in one eye is pater from ariyah. Shenemar yireh yeireh, meaning we say it says the word yeireh, and but it's spelled yireh. Just as you go to see, you should be able to appear, meaning to be seen. Right? Just as if you're seeing something, the normal way to see is with two eyes, so too the way you're supposed to appear in front of Hashem is with two eyes. And if you are blind in one of your eyes, you're pater from aliyah l'regel. Continuing on, Rav Huna ki mati lahai kra yira yireh bachi. So when Rav Huna would get to that pasuk that we just quoted of Yireh Kol Zechurcha, so he would cry. Amar, he would say, Eved Sherabo Mitzapelo Liroso Yisrachik Bimenu. Right? He says, I don't understand the slave that the master wishes to see him, meaning we are Avadim of Hashem, and Hashem wants to see us. And yet we have to be far away from him. We have to distance ourselves from him. Dichsiv Kisavo Liros Panai. right? Me bikeshos miyechem ramos chatzerai, that you come to see my face, but who asked you to trample on my chatzer? So he was saying that it's such a shame that we're all longing to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, but on the other hand, we come to this position where we have to distance ourselves from him instead. Okay, and then Rav Huna kimati lahaikra bachi. Rav Huna, when he used to get to this pasuk, once we mentioned one pasuk that he used to cry, we mentioned another pasuk that he used to cry. Vizavach tashlam and v'achal tasham. So this is where it says that you're going to shech the korban shlam. You're going to eat it there. So it says eved sherabo mitzapa lechol al shulchanu yisrachim menu. Again, you can't come to be ola regel. You're not going to be able to shech the korban shlam and eat together. Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting to eat the shlamim together with you, and now you have to distance yourself from him. Dechsev. Lamali rov zivchechem, right? Why do I need all your karbanos? Yomar Hashem, says Hashem. Right? Yishayo giving tochacha to Klal Yisrael, saying that I don't need all your karbanos if you're not going to follow in my ways. Rabbi Elazar, kimati lahai kra bachi. Rabbi Elazar would cry when he got to this pasuk. Lo yachlu achiv la'anos oso kinev halu mipanav. His brothers were not able to answer him because they were so embarrassed. Meaning, when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, so they were the brothers were so embarrassed they couldn't say anything. Ma tochacha shel basar v'dam kach tochacha shel hakadosh baruch hu alachas kama v'kama. Right, so he says that if it's like this, when your brother gives you tochacha, so kal v'chomer, when you get up to the Yom HaDin and Hashem gives you tochacha, you're going to be way, way more embarrassed. Rabbi Lazar kimati lahai kra bachi, and Rabbi Lazar would cry when he got to this pasuk. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul lama hirgaz tani lahalos osi. Right, so when Shaul at the end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, he brought up the Balas Ov to raise the spirit of Shmuel, and he says, "Why did you disturb me and bring me up?" Well, Ma Shmuel atzade kaya misyare min adin. Meaning, why was Shmuel so upset that he was going to be brought up? So Shmuel anavi, like he's referred to here, Shmuel hatzadik. He was both anavi and hatzadik, and yet he was afraid to be judged again by being brought back to this world. Anu alachas kama v'kama. So how petrified must we normal people be afraid of a Yom HaDin? So Shmuel Mahi, what does it mean that? How do we know that Shmuel was afraid of being judged? Dichsiv, Vatomer Ha'isha El Shaul Elokim Ra'isi Olim Olim. Right? So he says, Elokim Ra'isi Olim. Right? So he says, I see Olim. I see more than one person coming up. I see one godlike creature coming, more than one coming up. Olim Tre Mashma. Right, it sounds that they are the two of them are coming up. Chad Shmuel ve'idach, right? So one obviously was the spirit of Shmuel ve'idach, and the other one the Azel Shmuel ve'asei leMoshe behadei, right? The other one was when Shmuel came up, he brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him. So Amar Lei, so he said to him, Dilma Chas v'Shalom aledina mitavina. Maybe I'm being summoned to the heavenly court. Kumba hadoi deleka milsa. Right, so he says. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu when Shmuel was brought up, he was afraid. Maybe I'm going to be judged now. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, his neshama, come with me. Deleka milsa de kasafta boraisa de lo kiamti. I need you to be an aid for me to say that there was nothing that you wrote in the Torah that I didn't fulfill. So he brought Moshe Rabbeinu as a witness on his behalf, which that's pretty amazing to be able to say that even. You know, I don't know. These things are amazing. That Shmuel HaNavi was capable of saying such things, that there's not one thing in the entire Torah that I did not fulfill. So you come and testify on my behalf. Okay, Rabbi Ami kimati lahaikra bachim. Rabbi Ami would cry at the following pasuk: Yitain be'afar pihu ulai yesh tikva. So there's a pasuk in Eicha. It says, place dust in your mouths. Maybe there will be hope. Amar kule haiv ulai, all of this horrible stuff, and yet maybe there'll be hope. Meaning, after how much more suffering could there be already? Look at what happens in Eicha. So it's too much. So that's why he would cry. Rabbi Ami kimati lahai kra bachi. Rabbi Ami would cry when he got to the following pasuk. Bakshu tzedek, bakshu anava, ulai tisteru biyom af Hashem. Right, seek out righteousness, seek out humility. Maybe you will hide on the day of Hashem's anger. Amar kulei hai v'ulai, right? She's saying again, all after all of the horrible things that the Navi says are going to happen, all we could say is maybe you'll be saved from it if you do good things. It's so harsh. Rabbi Asi kimati lahai kra bachi. Rabbi Asi would cry at the following pasuk. It says sinurav va'ahavutov v'atzigu b'shar mishpat ulai yischanei Hashem elokei tzvakos. Right? He says hate evil, love good, and be just and establish yourself in a just way on the gates of Hashem. Maybe Hashem will take pity on you. He'll have chayin for you. So again, kulehai v'ulai. You do all these great things, and all you have to hope for is maybe Hashem will be nice to you. It's so harsh. So you would cry for that reason. Rav Yosef kimati lahai krabachi. Rav Yosef would cry at the following pasuk: v'yesh nisbe below mishpat. That there is swept, there are people, it says in Mishlei, there are people who are swept away unjustly. Amar, it says, Mi ika da aza balozmane, is there someone who could die when it's not his time? Meaning, what does it mean that somebody could be taken away unjustly? And yeah, it's possible that somebody could die even if it's not his time. How do we know? Ki ha de Rav Bibi, not how do we know, but what's an example of this? Ki ha de Rav Bibi barabaye. There was a story of Bibi Barabai, have shchiach gabei Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis was always talking to him. Amar le l'shlucha, he said to his messenger, Zil Aisili Miriam Magdala, Sheyer Nishaya, right? So he says, Sheyer Nishaya. He says, bring me Miriam Magdala, the women's hairdresser, right? So, Magadla, sorry, I'm reading it wrong. Miriam Magadla Sheyer Nishaya. Right, bring me the Miriam, who's the one who fixes up the women's hair. So Azal Isile Miriam Megadla Dardiki. So he brought her a different Miriam. She was the one who raised the children, meaning she was a nursemaid. So Amalei, so he said to him, Ana Miriam Magdala Ser Nishai Amalach. I told you a different Miriam, the one is the hairdresser, not the one who raises the kids. So Amalei said back to him, Ihachi, if this is so, Ahadra. So, okay, I'll bring her back. I don't need to keep her dead. Meaning when the Malach HaMavis calls you, he's not just asking for you to stop in. It means he kills you, and then he brings you to him. So the Shliach says, I'll put her back on earth. Says Amalei, no, hold the ice to Lehavi Leminyana. So he says, no, once we brought her, so add her to the total. We have a quota system. Apparently, there's a quota system in Shemayim, and put her on the quota system. So Elahechi Yechaltle, he says, but how were you able to get her? Meaning, I don't understand how you were able to take her neshama. Have an akita me asr biyada, right? So he says she was holding a shovel in her hand. Bahavaka shagra, right? And going over to Dafim. Bahavaka shagra umacharya tanura, and she was using the shovel to adjust the coals in the ovens over there to clean it out. Shakalta vanachta gaba de karakadcha. So she took it and put it on her foot, and it burned. V'isra mazala v'aisisa. And then because of that, she had bad mazal, and I was able to take her. So you see that basically, even though it wasn't really her time, I was able to take her because something bad happened to her at that point, and then that made it okay. Amar le Rav Bibi bar Abaye. So Rabbi Barbaya was blown away by this whole story. He says, what's going on here? Islachu reshusa l'neved hachi? What, you have permission to take somebody from this world if it's not really their time to go? Amalei v'loksiv. Right, so the Malach HaMavis said back, yeah, doesn't it say, v'yesh nisba below mishpat, there are some who are taken away without justice, meaning that even if it's not your time, I can take you sometimes. V'haksiv, so Amalei, sorry, Rabbi Barbaya said back, what are you talking about? V'haksiv, it says, dor holich dor ba. One generation leaves and the next one comes in. And meaning everybody has, you have to wait till the right time. So Amar, so the Malach HaMavis said back to him, Darina luhu ana adamala laha ledara. So he says, no, I'm in charge of them until the generation is over. Vaha mashlim nale leduma, and then I put them into the depths. So meaning I hold on to the neshamas in some kind of limbo state, and then I send them where they're supposed to go when it's actually the right time. But to take them out of this world, that I'm allowed to do that. So. Shanya Mayavadita. So he says, but in the end, what do you do with, she has years left in her life. What are you going to do with those years? Amar, so Malach HaMavis said back, So if there's a Talmud Chacham who is willing to overlook something bad that was done to him, Mosifna Mosif Nalahu Le, Vahavya Chalufa. So I'll add these years on to this fellow, this Talmud Chacham, instead. So basically, we have this crazy story that Rabbi Bibar Abaye had an interaction with the Malach HaMavis, and he said that sometimes I can take somebody, even if it's not the right time, and I hold on to the neshama until it's the right time, and then I send the person where they're supposed to go. And with the extra years, I can give it to a Talmud Chacham who's willing to overlook a wrongdoing that was done to him. All right, we went a little overboard. We'll hold over here.